Sometimes it feels like you're not enough.
I'll go on the piano,
I'll
play another song.
This is slow tonight, isn't it?
Didn't Mommy and Daddy show you enough attention?
69 for 420 equals 666.
You show me a pay stub for $72,000, I quit my job right now.
Here I am again.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta.
Hey, man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Ah, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Well, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know. And like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, what do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, April 6th, Chuck's Comedy Club presents Kate Sisk, happening at 9 p.m. in the Hunt Union Waterfront. On Tuesday, April 7th, the men's baseball team plays New Paltz at 12 p.m. at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. Also on Tuesday, women's softball plays Hamilton at 3:30 p.m. at the Red Dragon Softball Field. And as usual, Trivia Tuesday will be happening at 9 p.m. at the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union. On Wednesday, April 8th, at 4 p.m., the women's lacrosse team plays New Paltz at the Red Dragon Field. On Thursday, April 9th, join the Love and Literature Club for a mocktails and mingling event happening at 6 p.m. in Fitzell, Room 203. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We're live.
Hello.
And hi. Live.
Oh. Hey, guys.
Jeez. Hey, guys.
Oh my God, the God. Echo. There's That's, echo.
Wait, who's echoing?
Wait, hello? Wait.
Oh? Wait. Is it me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Bella.
Bella.
What?
You're like in a tunnel. Your
no,
mic.
It's okay.
Oh. No, it's
no.
Okay.
No.
You can either talk in Brandon's mic or you can rock with it.
Or share a mic with her.
Oh, oh. Wow. Oh. Women's History Month ends. All of a sudden, really like, you can do anything.
It's not like we just signed a lease.
Hello, everyone. You're tuned into Stereotypes.
Welcome. A very special episode of Stereotypes, because like, it's not our usual time.
It's low-key, dare I say, the last one.
We don't know that yet. We don't know that yet.
Lucas really doesn't want to let a good thing die.
Welcome to Stereotypes.
Hello.
I'm Lucas.
I'm Melissa. And we have special guests.
We have two guests with
Introduce
us today.
Introduce yourselves, guests.
After you, woman.
Hey, guys. I'm Brandon.
I'm Bella, guys. Nice to meet you.
Bella's been on our show before.
This is like your third time?
Yeah.
And this is like that. Brandon's first time on air.
Yeah.
Yay! Baby's first.
It's a very special episode of Stereotypes today. It is the 10th episode.
Wow.
We have been on air for 10 episodes.
And Brandon, we are happy to be your first.
Yep.
Aww.
I'm happy to be your guest.
Wait, Brandon, can you talk?
Hello?
Yeah, talk like into the mic.
Fine.
Fine. Don't tell me what to do, my
woman.
All right. But yeah, it's episode 10, and we have some sad news.
I mean, so I already dropped the truth.
You kind of did.
I kind of did.
So, if you aren't aware, the theater students that are taking the directing class, aka Alyssa Van Every,
Oh, just full government name drop me, why don't you?
Your full name is public information.
My social security is also...
What? No, Alyssa is in the directing class along with many other students, and their final project involves directing, so like casting, directing, and putting on a scene of their choice. And that involves rehearsals, and rehearsals are... I'm in one of the scenes. Alyssa is working with one. Bella and Brandon, you guys are both in scenes, right?
Yeah, I'm in two.
I'm not.
Bella didn't audition, but it's okay.
I couldn't do it.
So my rehearsals are 2 to 2:50 Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And because of that, that is during stereotypes. And I forgot to put it on my audition sheet because I'm
mistake.
A chud. And
oh, and
so,
he said it. And he said it.
And I didn't want to be the person...
I really didn't want to be the person to be like,
oh, I can't make it. Like, let's change the whole schedule. So me and Alyssa talked, and we've been talking about moving stereotypes for a really long time. But the schedule is not working in our favor. So this is the last episode of Stereotypes for a while.
Truth
and
nuke.
By a while, I mean probably a couple weeks.
Truth
I know.
Nuke.
Unfortunately, it's just not working out with our schedule and then this weekly schedule of the DJs. And our class schedule and extracurriculars. So
land the plane, sweet pea.
Landing the plane.
Land the plane.
This is it.
This is it.
For now.
For now.
We may do some special pop-up episodes.
Who knows?
You know, we post on our Instagram about it all the time. but it's really sad. Another exciting announcement about stereotypes.
Oh.
I said it in Mask and Hammer today.
What?
We got nominated.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We got nominated for an award. I think it's like the New York State Intercollegiate Broadcasting something.
I think, and then he full name drops it.
Well, I don't really know. we're being nominated for the talk show category, I think. So, for... Broadcasting excellence in college.
Wow.
So we submitted a clip. Hopefully we win. We might get to go somewhere fun. We might get to go on like a little trip.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't. What? I'm not doing all that.
I don't know.
I thought it was just like an award, like a shake hands.
Maybe.
Okay.
But it's really exciting. Us along with, I think, 7 other shows got nominated by our wonderful e-board, which I'm on. So...
Truth nuke.
But yeah, enjoy the last episode for a while. I know you guys really love us so much. So, you know, you're going to miss me. Wait, can we talk about why we can't do our show next Friday? Is there a reason why?
What?
Long story short, for the rest of the semester, Stereotypes is going to be bouncing around the schedule.
What?
That's what I'm saying is we're probably going to have to do a show for the musical, I'm guessing. And it's going to be like at a random time that we decide where the schedule's open.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I was playing Roblox over here.
What are you playing? What
I'm
game
not
are you playing?
Playing anything yet.
Oh, but you will.
But I will.
Do you play Roblox, Brandon?
I will.
You can be honest. This is a safe space.
Occasionally.
What game do you play?
I bounce around games.
Oh, okay, yeah, like right. not really one specific. Can I tell you my game that I like to play?
And
this is genuine, like from the heart. I'm not even lying with you. I like to FaceTime my friends and play 6-7 Obby. And I'm not joking. I wish I was joking. No. Like I'm serious.
No, it's not. It's not funny.
And usually I'm 7.
Get out.
If you care. So.
Okay. Right.
I'm not 6, I'm 7, okay. If you care.
Yeah, I'm taking this very seriously.
My dad just texted and said, this is chaos.
Jake.
Why is my mic echoing now?
It's okay.
Oh, it's okay, join the club.
Oh, it's
all right. Okay, would you rather...
Uh-oh. Is this what I really... No, we're not playing
Would you rather play Roblox or Minecraft?
Oh, Roblox.
No.
I like what is, it's like high pixel, right?
Ooh,
I love Bed Wars.
It has to be.
Okay,
I'm not good at Bed Wars.
Sometimes you can like if you're with like a group of like a group of friends and you go on Minecraft, you can just lock in and
yeah.
do like and
oh,
you
yeah.
have so much fun.
Survival mode.
Yeah, yeah. You could just have so much fun. But like and like I love servers. I used to be at Bed Wars. Like COVID was literally Bed Wars. I literally found like these random friends that I've made online and we just like I don't know, played Bed Wars together. I miss them. I haven't talked to them in a while. I wonder what they're up to.
Survive Bikini Bottom, huh, Bella?
If you care. Oh, wait. Survive Bikini Bottom.
I'll let you know if I survive.
All right. Thanks
my
for
sibling
that.
Just texted and said the mics aren't echoing on their end, so it's literally just us. Just
like
a skill issue.
It's like a issue.
It's probably the headphones.
It adds like an aesthetic.
By the way, because it's Brandon's first time on air, I have a list of what he cannot say on air in front of him.
It's directly in front
and
of
he's,
him.
And he's checking the list before he opens his mouth.
I'm just making sure.
Like, he says, what did you say? You were like, oh, I'm cracked at it. And I looked at him and he pointed at the list. He's like, I can say it.
Yep.
He also, before we went on air, was like, can I say chud on air? So I
wanted
him the list.
To make
he's
sure.
Like, he's like, I can say it. I can say
so
it.
So funny.
Would you rather play Nintendo or PlayStation?
Nintendo.
Nintendo.
These are weak questions.
Oh, sorry.
Give me something hard.
Oh, my
bro.
God. I'm catching jellyfish.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me go back to my old
version. This show is really chaotic already. There's like, what's going on?
Oh, what?
What's happening?
It's because the issue is we went in this with no plan.
We did. And we did. And
who set that system up?
It was me, actually. Well, long story short, I was like, we can't just like say goodbye. We need to do one more show.
Would you rather a Chinese buffet or a barbecue buffet?
Barbecue
Chinese.
Buffet.
Barbecue.
Wait.
Give me something hard.
Still playing Roblox. Barbecue. Next.
I mean, she can multitask better than me.
I know.
I mean, I don't know how much like effort Survive Bikini Bottom takes.
Brandon, don't talk about what you
Brandon,
don't
would you, Brandon.
Okay, wait.
Would you rather know every time someone lies to you or never be able to tell when someone is lying?
No, every time.
Why? Wouldn't
because
that like, hurt your people, feelings?
I mean, maybe, but like...
I lie to your face all the time.
Well, I know that.
Oh my God.
I know that.
Right, well, I picked up on that part.
Well,
Bella.
When I close my eyes, I can't
I would
see.
Also like to know.
Would you?
If people were lying.
I don't think I would.
You wouldn't?
You don't have to tell me. You can lie to me. You don't have to tell me. You don't got to let me know. You know. Would you rather?
Just looking for anything to do.
Do you want to play like put a finger down? What do you want to?
Wait, what did we?
Who's most likely?
We talked about playing imposter.
Who's most likely to play Survive Bikini Bottom on Roblox?
Well, in a podcast.
Well, on the air. That's gonna be your paper plate award.
Listen,
most
I'm
likely
leaving.
To
listen.
So, wait, can we talk about, like, current events?
Wait, do you want me to talk about my foot?
Yes.
Talk okay.
about your foot.
Really?
So here's
what happens.
Not really.
Not really.
So, I have a cutesy little knee brace, or not a knee brace, an ankle brace on right now. And it's because I was sitting crisscross applesauce in my dorm, and my foot fell asleep, and I had to get up really fast. And so I stood up, and I went to walk, and I could not feel my foot at all. And so I flew across the room and I started to fall. I said, I can't feel my leg. And I twisted it. It did like a full 360. And Bella just laughed at me. Bella didn't ask if I was okay.
I said,
oh, nope.
The bleep is this piece of bleep.
Oh, my God.
What the bleep?
What the bleep is this piece of bleep?
Wait, is Sean listening?
I don't
Sean
know.
McGrain.
Sean McGrain. Sean, are you there?
Sean McGrain, send us a signal. Blink twice.
Sean, send us a sign.
Send us a sign.
Wait,
please.
I just got a cold chill. Do you think he's here with us?
Sean McGrain.
We should have got
are
a
you
Ouija
in the room
board,
with us?
Play a Ouija board on air.
That is such a good idea.
That's scary.
What?
That's so scary.
That's
such
a good idea.
There's probably ghosts in here.
By the way, Brandon, my would you rather questions were from my father, and he's tuned in. And he texted me and said, tell Brandon my would you rathers are not weak.
All right, well, give me something hard then. Give me something hard.
Do you want his still?
Yeah, I want his still. I want him to give me something that I got to think about for
would
like 5 minutes.
Would you rather watch Disney Junior or Nickelodeon? Real question from my dad.
Wait, what was on Disney Junior?
Yeah, absolutely Nickelodeon.
Like Nickelodeon for me.
I mean, I think Nickelodeon. I just don't remember what was on Disney Junior.
Like Sophia the First, Jake and the Neverland Pirates,
yes.
Mickey and the Roadster Racers,
mm-hmm.
Vampirina.
Minnie's Bo.
See, we've had this conversation so many times. Disney Junior was mine growing up because I had a little sibling. Mm-hmm. And they always got to pick the TV.
So you couldn't watch, like, regular Disney.
I've never seen... Like,
I really liked Disney Channel.
Yeah, I was a big Disney Channel person.
Disney Channel, too.
Like...
Like, Alyssa hasn't watched High School Musical.
What?
I haven't seen High School Musical. I haven't seen iCarly. I haven't seen...
Oh, Alyssa.
I haven't seen Lemonade Mouth.
Oh, my God. Sean McGrain's calling.
Oh, my God.
Sean McGrain is calling.
Is this Sean?
We contacted him.
Sean,
oh my gosh. I just got a photo from Jade and it says, yes, he is listening.
Okay, don't swear.
We summoned
don't swear.
Him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on. Sean, can you hear us?
This is
crazy.
I can hear.
Oh my God.
The mic. The mic.
What the bleep is this piece of
this is
what
so funny.
The bleep is this bleep?
Sean, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh my God.
Jaden's here.
Oh my
Chris
God!
Is here.
I was gonna say I just got a would you rather from Chris.
All right, Chris says, lay it on me.
Chris says, would you rather be lit on fire for 3 hours but be perfectly unharmed after, or spend a month in a white room with nothing but enough food to survive?
Be lit on fire.
That's what would you rather? It's
like low key lit on fire because then I'm not hurt after.
Not hurt.
Yeah, I'm fine.
After.
I'm walking away from a white room bored. But I'm walking away from being lit on fire unscathed, saying I was lit on fire. You know?
Yeah, this is Sean McGrain, and I also like being lit on fire.
This is not Sean McGrain.
Bring back Sean. What did you do with him?
This is not Sean McGrain.
What did you do to Sean?
I was kidnapped.
He's okay. Follow my instructions. Everything will be fine.
Damn.
Damn. Luke, I never thought I would hear you say that you were running Minecraft Bedwars in the pandemic.
You guys don't understand, okay? I was.
No, I understand because I always ran Bedwars, and we
fought each other at some point.
Whoa!
Oh my!
You probably broke my bed.
Full circle.
Well, I mean, you don't have to say it like that.
You probably broke my bed at some point.
Yeah, say it again.
Oh my! As Brandon says. I'm cracked.
See?
As Brandon Rafferty once said.
Oh, my God, guys. We might have to bring back Bed Wars.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God.
We are bringing back Bed Wars.
Yes, we.
I'm telling you, Hypixel. Like, it was so weird because I had a friend from high school who we would, like, we weren't, like, that close, but we were, like, kind of close. I was in a really niche friend group. And long story short, he was, like, we would always play, like, Minecraft together or whatever. And long story short, he was like, well, I met these people, like, online. And I was like, well, that's sketchy. But they ended up being, like, the nicest people ever. And we would, like, we would do Minecraft Bed Wars all the time. Or, like, I learned how to, like, run a Minecraft server. So I ran an SMP with all of them. And it was so
You can't fun. Bleep it.
What?
It's not on the list.
Okay,
so.
What did
he say?
Never mind.
What did he say?
His usual.
Damn.
Yeah.
You can say damn.
I didn't know.
Maybe you can
say damn. I think we should keep saying
it. Now I'll say it.
Damn.
Remember when I was like, let's keep saying it.
Yes. Speaking of, I was just watching Brandon Rafferty really study the words that
I'm making sure.
It's okay. In front of him.
He's thinking before he speaks, and I really do appreciate
you know,
that.
And if you say personally. It, that's why there's a button, so I can bleep it.
Truth
news. Right.
But yeah, Bed Wars.
We don't have to keep talking about Bed Wars.
So we're circling back to Bed Wars.
And as I was saying about Minecraft Bed Wars on Hypixel. Here's the thing.
Saying.
What do you know about like the build battles?
Oh,
that's what
I was terrible
build.
At those.
I don't know about the build battles.
Listen, I loved build battle, but
said.
The problem
is the sky blue.
The problem was someone like reported my build once and it wasn't even like bad. It wasn't explicit or anything. Someone just reported my build and then I got banned for like a week. And
is on Bed Wars?
No, on Build Battle. And now I was too scared to play it again because I got banned for a week. And it was like, if this happens again, you're permanently banned. And I was like, I didn't do anything.
I just got a photo of Chris, Jaden, and Sean on call with us.
We
oh my
calling.
God.
We're actually, you know what we're playing right now? We're playing Fall Guys. We are bringing back Fall Guys.
Has anyone here played Repo / would you play Repo with me?
What is
I've
that?
I've played Repo.
It's like, I don't even know how to explain it. You definitely have seen clips of it.
It's fun.
They look
like a little alien dudes, right?
Yeah, and you have to like collect things and hide from monsters.
Oh,
it's kind of fun. Ooh. Okay. Okay. All right. Make fun of a woman because it's not Women's History Month anymore. That's
oh, I will. Don't worry.
Oh, oh, oh,
whoa,
oh,
whoa, oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
We, yes, we will.
The mics are cooked. The mics are so cooked right now. Oh my God, I need to turn your mics down.
The other day we were at the dining hall. Oh, talk over a woman. Why don't you?
Hey.
The other day we were all at the dining hall and I asked Sean McGrain if he ate pizza and he looked at me and said, "Is the sky blue? Ah, question."
Hey, bleep it, bleep it. Oh, you cannot be saying ah.
Wait, yeah, whoa, bleep.
You can say ah.
I don't see it on the words. You cannot say on radio list.
He's got it in front of him.
Got it right
bleep
in front of me.
Bleep it, bleep it.
I can go through bleep the list it, and say it. Everything on here. If
yeah,
you
make sure that we know what not to say.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
Is the sky blue?
Oh, I can't even say half of these.
My sibling said, "Would you rather have no arms or no legs?"
Ooh.
No legs.
Really?
I think so.
Really? Have you seen, there's this one person on TikTok whose arms are disabled, and so they genuinely use their feet for everything. Like, I watched a video of them baking.
Oh.
Like, fully with their feet. Like, fully. Fully, fully, fully.
Like, I understand if that's the only option, but, like, those feet better be clean. How do you, like, wash
your feet? I mean, I'm assuming.
Like, wash your feet in the sink?
Yeah.
Personally, I'd be no legs because wheelchair.
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
It's a lot easier to play Fortnite when you have arms.
Mm-hmm. True that, Chris. True that.
Absolute truth nuke from Chris on the air.
Chris drops the biggest truth nuke of the century.
Wow. Wait, can I?
Truth nuke.
Truth nuke. Can I? Wait, when I was in elementary school and I had like a friend who like, I don't know, fractured their knee or something and were in a wheelchair, I would always get chosen to like wheel them down first, and I felt so special.
Yes.
I felt like VIP.
Aww. No, like literally, yeah.
They were like, okay.
Like my friend broke her a leg, and I was like, I get to ride the elevator.
Yes.
Like it was.
They
so
were like,
fun.
Okay, you guys get a head start. We'll meet you down there. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
I'm putting my math book away. I'm like, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Blood had friends back in the day.
Oh.
Whoa. Whoa.
He said blood had friends.
Sean,
back in
we
the
might
day.
Have to. We might have to hang up. We might have to hang up.
Oh my God.
I might have to hang up the phone. What?
Hey, what? Hey,
what? Huh?
Huh? What? You talking to me? You talking to me?
Are you talking to me? Sean is one of the directors of the directing scene.
It all goes back.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. And that's really exciting.
Lindsay's tuned in. Hello,
so many
Lindsay.
People are
Lindsay. Wow. Wow.
Hi, Lindsay.
Limby. Hello.
Damn.
Lindsay, Woney misses
Daddy.
You.
Hello, Daddy.
Woney misses
Shout
you,
out,
Lindsay.
Shout out, Smiling Friends.
Oh.
Smiling
what do you know
friends.
About Smiling Friends?
Nope.
Oh,
I didn't like it. You guys put it on. I was
are
like,
serious?
What am I watching?
You genuinely didn't like serious? It?
I was like, what
whoa,
am
whoa,
I
whoa.
Watching?
Jaden.
Whoa.
Jaden. Let me speak to Jaden. Jaden.
I'm here.
Jaden. Jaden, do you like Smiling Friends?
I'm hearing it every time. I'm here.
Blood is listening.
I think you guys might have to call him one more time. I don't think he's here.
Jaden.
Hi.
Do you like Smiling Friends, Jaden? Hi.
Hi. Anyway.
Answer the question.
Niche ball reference. I caught it, Jaden.
I wasn't too much into it, and someone showed me a clip, and it was some dude getting cookies, like licked off of him. And that was my first experience with that show. And I can't say I went back, but I mean, maybe one day.
Maybe one day I'll circle back, but I don't know.
Now's not the time. You know, I need, you know, I need to process that.
Yeah.
Process that.
Mm-hmm. I would too.
Bro is still processing.
What I saw was not pretty.
No.
Wait, you should drop the Woney number so people can call.
Yeah, but only one person can call at a time, so I'd have to hang up on Sean.
That's okay. That's fine.
If I'm not mistaken, the Woney number is 6767-4167.
Actually, you're really close. You're really close.
I am not mistaken.
It's actually
607, right? Because that's where we are.
607 is the area number.
That's my area.
436-2711 or 2712.
Screenager.
So 607-436-2711 or 2712. It's on our website. If anyone calls, I have to hang up on Sean and Jaden and Chris, though.
In fact, I encourage it. Please call the number.
What is hanging up on his roommate?
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Wow. Sean, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Damn.
Damn.
Oh, my God. But, yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't like when you ASMR on the mic.
No.
My dad texted and said, to add to the chaos, I just listened to your show while running a fire alarm, Carl.
What?
He's a fireman.
Oh.
A fire went off and he was still listening to this.
That's wild.
He's fighting fires.
That's He's fighting so wild. Fires with, better, with AirPods in, listening to this.
Damn!
But it's looking at the fire. He's like, damn!
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 Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, Sean, thank you so much for calling.
Wait. Oh, boys on the phone.
Boys on the phone.
Would you rather love someone more than they love you or be loved more than you love them?
This was a good one for our show last time.
Well, we're all going to take turns. And Sean, you want to go first? Or you need time to think? Oh, man. I mean, honestly, I would love someone more, because that's. Even if even if you lose in the end, it's a beautiful thing to be.
That's just darling.
Wow.
That is darling.
And you know what? I'm gonna agree with Sean. you gotta love someone more than they love you. Because I heard this somewhere. The sun keeps on shining on the grass, you know what I mean? No matter if the grass
I completely agree.
The back.
Absolutely.
You gotta keep on keeping on.
And that's why you two are so made for each other, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, and not like there's anything wrong.
And by the way, hard knocks in the air real quick.
Oh, my God. There's anything wrong.
Hey.
This all right. So funny.
Sean's not ready. But next time.
There will not be a next time.
No, this is going well. There'll be a next time. We just got picked up.
Yeah.
Picked up. We got the green light.
Oh, there is no green
light. Bro.
Wow.
Okay, do we have anything else for the boys on the phone?
Well, I mean, my sibling just said, would you rather have a perfect memory or the ability to forget anything?
Ooh.
At will.
Perfect memory. Chris said perfect memory.
And Jaden says ability to forget anything.
I also would like the ability to forget anything.
I'll be able to remember every single 6-7 meme.
That's epic. You know what? I agree with Chris. I want a perfect memory.
Sometimes you see something on like Instagram Reels and it's just so messed up that you're like, I just need to forget that. Do you know what I mean?
Nope.
All right.
No, I don't know what you mean.
We do not know.
Blood is trying to be. Never mind. I'm going to stop.
I was going to say
relatable, but I couldn't think of the word and I didn't want to like.
You couldn't think of the word relatable?
All right.
Woman moment.
Total woman moment. Oh, I had to tell Brandon Rafferty, but he's not there, so I can't tell him. Next time, I'll see him.
He is here.
What?
Brandon Rafferty's here.
Oh, he's not. Oh. He's not there. I'll tell him next time.
Oh, okay.
He is better.
Next time you see him, because he's not here right now.
Or regular bread?
Chris asked the question. Go ahead,
Chris. Say it again. Thank you.
Would you rather have bagels or regular bread?
And before I finish, I like bagels more than regular bread.
I have to explain the context. So we were playing Jackbox one night, and you know how there's the cheat the way out where you like click the robot to answer for you?
Yeah.
I did that. And so my answer, if the answer it wrote for me was, and before I'm finished, I like bagels more than I like regular bread. That's what it wrote.
And this was the rap battle game, right?
Yes.
And before I'm finished.
So we've been just saying, and before I'm finished.
I'm finished.
I like bagels.
And before I go, and before I'm finished.
I like bagels more than regular
bread. I like bagels way more than regular bread.
Yep. And all right. I say hang up on them.
All right.
Bye, guys. I see how it is, little sister.
Little sister's from Stupid Effing Bird.
Pumpkin, you really shouldn't be hanging up.
Pumpkin, you really shouldn't.
All right. Well, we are going to take a quick music break because we have some songs. So, Sean, Jaden, and Chris.
I love you guys.
Thank you for calling.
That's really sentimental.
Thank
beautiful.
You so much for calling.
Before I finish.
Before I finish.
I'm about to hang up this phone.
Oh.
I know Brandon's not there, but if you guys see Brandon around campus, tell him I said hi.
He's literally right there.
Do you have any other messages for Brandon? Like, if he were listening?
That's just for Brandon. That's, yeah,
anything I have to say to Brandon between me and Brandon.
Oh. Whoa. In front of Sean, you're going to act like that? And?
What? Hey. Not like there's anything wrong.
Not like there's anything wrong.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm going to pee myself. We have to go to the music room.
We really do. Okay, Sean, Jaden, Chris, thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Oh,
goodbye.
Bye, I love you.
Oh, who was that? I love you too? Huh? You said bye, I love you. Yeah, who is?
Help, it's not hanging up. Okay. I just like tried like 80 times to hang up. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Okay, Olivia Rodrigo announced that her new album, You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love, will be coming out in June.
Can I say something controversial? Yep. And Bella and I had this conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't like that artists are now naming albums full sentences.
Yeah, I
don't.
Wait,
like
what
either.
Was the name of the album?
Love would have been fine.
You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love.
That's the album
That's
name.
That's the whole
That's
album?
The name, yeah.
Like, it's giving Lana Del Rey and, like...
And, like, Harry Styles just released Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally. Yeah. You don't, like, you don't need
much.
That. You don't need all that.
Doing too much.
Like, just put a word.
Like, Guts and Sour worked. Why didn't she just make it Love?
Literally.
Like, I don't understand.
Hello? As long as the music's good.
Yeah, I think it's going to be...
Truth Nuke, buddy.
Hopefully, I'm really hoping for good. The... album of the summer. That's what I'm hoping for. A lot of people are saying the song I'm going to play next. A lot of people are saying that this is going to be the whole concept. Like, this song is going to be the concept of the album, which kind of makes sense, I guess, with the message of the song. Yeah. And so this is Scared of My Guitar by Olivia Rodrigo. Period.
Easy, so good to me. So why is there a pit in my gut? In the shape of you, distract myself. Say it's something else. Maybe I'm just overwhelmed. Maybe I'm confused. Barely sleep when you sleep next to me. But I keep thinking I'll find a cure. I say that I'm fine, I tell you of time. I've never felt so happy and sure, but I'm so scared of my guitar, cause it cuts right through to the heart. Yeah, it knows me too well, so I got no excuse. I can't lie to it the same way that I lie to you. I'm so scared of my guitar. Then I'll think too hard once you let the thought in, and it's already done. So I'll lay in your arms and pretend that it's love. If I was brave and noble like you, I'd have the nerve to just stop stringing you along. But I'm not half as decent as you. I'd rather be tied to someone, even if they're wrong. Make excuses, my friends know the truth is I'm not as alright as I claim. Say that I'm fine, I tell them all the time as they watch all the lies fade away. Yeah, I'm so scared of my guitar. find anything better. The doubt always creeps through my mind. So we'll stay together, 'cause how could I ever trade something that's good for what's right? Oh, I'm so scared my guitar, it cuts right through to my heart. It knows me too well. I got no excuse. I can't lie to it the same way that I lie to you. I'm so scared of my guitar when I play it. It's when I think too hard, I let the thought in. It's already done, but I lay in your arms and pretend that it's love. Yeah, I lay in your arms and pretend it's you.
One time is all right, two times is one too many. One, two, three times you're on me, and suddenly, ready, steady, go. You touch me goodnight, butterfly both our bellies. You and me are skipping sleep with dirty feet, ready, steady, go.
And we're back.
That was Ready, Steady, Go by Harry Styles.
Yeah, I didn't care to introduce my song that I picked.
I was going to do it after. Mm. Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally.
Yeah.
Mm. Ready, Steady, Go. Album. I think it's a great album. You guys are so annoying.
Oh. Aww.
No, it's fine. I'll never come on air again.
Wow, that's kind of crazy.
It's fine.
Whoa.
I'll just go back on
it's
Roblox.
It's fine. I'll just go back to my apartment.
Guys, I'm just joking. Oh, my God.
Snowflakes can't take a joke.
Wow.
Truth Nuke said that with his full chest. Wow.
All right, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Do we want to talk about Olivia Rodrigo?
What would you like to touch on Olivia Rodrigo?
I can't contribute anything to this conversation.
Right, what?
Okay. What about,
let's look up fun things to talk about. Here, let me put the mic down.
Oh, this is
cool. I'll make sure. Everybody knows.
Wait, guys. The ASMR.
All right. 202 best questions to ask friends. Juicy, fun, deep, random. Expert advice on relationship, love, and stronger connections from women's health. Do we like that?
I love that.
That's perfect.
65 questions to ask anyone. Funny and deep questions. Go beyond. What do you do? With 65 plus funny, deep, and creative questions. Do we like that?
I like that.
I like that.
I
wait. Love it. No, wait. I have questions. Wait, I have questions. 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 You know my questions.
Are they Marley's questions?
Yes.
Yeah. Those are good questions.
Wait, okay, hold on. I got to find it. It's in my notes app.
Shout out Marley Rulofson. Absolutely out. Not listening, but we love you anyway.
2,000% not listening, but that's okay. Wait, someone talk while I try and find this. I'm trying to read.
Wait, you ready? Hey, do you want to hear some mouse ASMR?
Oh, I found it.
It's me, Brandon Rafferty.
Ready?
Okay.
I'm 6'4". I have jacked. Huge muscles.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm a major feminist.
Okay.
I'm really funny.
Liberal. Wait,
does your mom tell you
I got to consult the sheet.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Consult the sheet. Okay. Mm. Oh.
Is it on there?
I don't think so.
Oh, all okay.
Right, I'm really sexy.
Oh. I don't think it's on there.
It's not on the list. I can say it.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Whose surgery would you want to perform?
What? Just like anybody?
Yeah, whose surgery do you want to perform?
Whose surgery? All right, Brandon, take it away.
How do I have to take it away?
I'm going to say John McCaslin Doyle.
Why is that?
I'm just, I don't know.
Can
I just
sub into your surgery?
Yeah, we can like co-surgery.
We can co-surgery.
Yeah.
Scrub in. I'm going to scrub into that.
Have you guys ever watched Grey's?
No.
I've never either. Grey's Anatomy.
Do I look like someone that would watch Grey's Anatomy?
I've never watched it either, but I really want to.
No.
All right.
Don't answer.
Okay, Brandon, whose surgery are you
Whose surgery? You're avoiding the question.
I'm trying to think. All right, hold on.
Lucas?
I don't know.
Ugh. All right, well.
Well, next question.
If I were a fish, would you catch me and eat me for dinner? Or would you throw me back?
Ugh. See, I would want to catch you and keep you, but I wouldn't want to eat you.
Oh, not for dinner.
So I had to throw you back.
I'm throwing you back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, wow. Okay.
Do you want me to eat you? All right, fine.
Oh, okay.
I'll eat you.
I want you to be free.
Oh, thank you. It's really sweet of you. My dad just texted and said, if you could go back and be a teen in any decade, which would it be and why?
80s.
Like low-key?
Like, yeah.
Like low-key. Here's my answer. 70s.
There's no Fortnite
Woodstock.
In the
70s. Oh,
you're my right. God. No Roblox.
There's no Roblox. Fortnite.
There's no 6-7 Roblox zombies.
Toilets.
Is that? Truth did you nuke. Consult the list for that?
I did not.
Bella, dang. Come on, stay on top of it, bro.
Bella,
I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Okay. What Disney princess do you want to lock up?
Yeah, not answering that one.
There's a second part to that question.
And I don't think I can say it. I have to consult the list.
Hold on, I'm consulting.
I don't think
that
I can
list
say
is not all accurate, by the way.
It's not on there.
Wait, what?
It's not on the list.
Just say it and I'll beep it if you can't say it.
What Disney princess do you want to knock up?
Lock up and knock up.
It's a two-part question. You have to answer both parts.
You know what?
I don't want to answer that.
Brandon. Next question.
As a straight guy, I don't
okay,
really
fine.
That.
What president would you fight?
In fact, that's a pretty obvious answer. Actually, no. Ronald Reagan.
Actually, no. Ronald Reagan.
I'm going for number one. I'm going for George.
I think I'm gonna tussle with Abraham Lincoln.
You should.
He's got me on height, but not.
Do
not
I have
much.
A weapon?
Not on spirit.
Right.
Yeah. What?
Do I have what? A weapon?
I don't.
Sure.
All right. Cool.
What does that matter?
Because.
Uh-oh, he's checking.
Oh, he's checking.
He's checking the list.
Well,
checking
actually,
the list.
I know what he's going to say. I probably can't say it even though it's not on the list.
I know what he's going to say. Okay. This is actually
okay,
think about this one.
That's just get me. That's fine.
Oh, what? Say what one? For what?
Actually, never mind. I don't, you know what?
Oh?
Oh.
Take your time.
Oh?
The truth? It's okay.
The true oh.
I would personally, I'm going to fight D. Trump.
All right.
And he said it.
A classic.
I said it.
And he said it. Okay. Actually, think about this one.
Okay.
Because this is actually like deep.
Yeah.
Can you be a feminist and pro-life? Wow.
All right. So this is getting a little.
From this question.
Wait, a reminder of our disclaimer.
No.
Absolutely not.
But no.
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Not. Heart.
As a guy who can't give birth, no.
Thank you for that input.
Thank you, no problem, Brandon, guys. The liberal feminist.
You know what we should do, Bella?
What?
We should get one of those birthing simulators and strap the boys up to it.
Can we please?
Or at least like a cramping one.
Oh, like
one.
The ones that like you put on your stomach and it
yes.
like...
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
I've seen those.
You know, I don't think we need to do that.
I wasn't really asking you.
Oh.
I already ordered it. It's in the cart.
It's in the cart. It's going to be delivered by Wednesday.
It's in the cart. I'm sorry. Amazon Prime. It'll be here 2 to 3 business days.
I'm sorry. Okay. It's already ordered. I'm sorry.
And Bella's on Amazon.
She's actually going to buy one.
On Amazon.
Oh, my God. She's literally about to buy one. Oh, my
God. Okay, I have another deep question.
Oh, God.
Is feminism a spectrum?
Guys, it's $20.
I don't know. Is being gay a spectrum?
Okay, what was the question?
Is feminism a spectrum?
That's not what I meant. I meant, is gender a spectrum?
You're kind of right, though. Being gay is a spectrum.
There's different subgroups of, like, feminism.
Oh, okay. Go at it, business major. Let's hear it.
I don't think the business major aspect was like.
I know. I just wanted the shameless plug.
How would you like to know, Weather Boy?
Wouldn't you like to know, Weather
Guys,
Boy?
Guys, can someone buy me a birthing simulator? It's $20 on Amazon.
Someone, please, I can drop can Jake. Can I
Cash App.
Fireman Jake, please.
Please
I'll
do
drop
not
it.
Do Cash that.
It's coming
to
out of the Wony
1-800
budget.
1-800 Oneonta Street. Please send it my way.
268 Bugby Road.
the Wony budget. It's a purchase request.
Please.
Wait, I actually need
Jake,
to tell...
Jake, please send this.
This is so unrelated, but I need to share this with you because it's really funny. Okay, so long story short, you know how I just said we should order that with the Wony budget? Obviously, we shouldn't. But basically, there's been an ongoing joke with Wony where we... I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but oh well. Where we order, like, we, like, submit a purchase request for, like, thousands of dollars for something stupid. And so they made a case that we had a whale in a tank underneath the station and we needed whale food. So we ordered $2,000 worth of whale food and the Senate approved it.
What?
And then the president vetoed it and we have a letter hung up about it. Sorry.
This is crazy.
This is really funny.
This is crazy.
Anyway.
I really like your big blow-up whale that was at Halloween.
That's Wony. That's literally Wony the whale, bro.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, that's the whale we need to feed.
More questions?
But they don't think we have a whale, so.
No. Like I do, but like it's again, it's controversial.
What's controversial?
Are bi people real?
What?
I was going to say
something. Marley.
Oh, go ahead.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about
what
it.
About the one?
Something's
like,
on your mind.
Would you support an animal war?
Oh yeah, do you support starting an animal war?
No.
Like a war against the animals.
No.
A war against the animals. Or it could be animal versus animal. It's not really specified.
Yeah, we could just.
Do you support starting an animal war?
It's like it's up for interpretation, Brandon. You have to like think about it.
You have to like think about it on like a philosophical level.
What animal farm?
Close.
Oh, I just got a text from Chris.
From Chris. Okay.
If you could go forward or back in time to interview Sean McGrain, what year would you pick?
What's that year that he uses he always uses that same photo? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
Whatever year that
senior
was.
Senior photo.
Yeah. Whatever
Sean
year that
McGrain's
is.
Senior year.
Yes. Let's go
strictly before.
I want to be there when the photo was taken. I want to be.
You
want to
be in the room where it happened.
Did you guys ever hear the where "damn" originated from?
Yes.
It's so funny. I would want to go back to that.
I want to live through that. I want to be a fly on the wall.
Guys, our show's coming to an end.
This is crazy. Wow.
This is really sad.
I keep getting emails to terminate my Office 365.
I do too.
Me too.
Guys, don't click on those emails. They're not real.
You should all click on them.
Report the phishing.
I have definitely clicked on that email.
Bella has this terrible habit where if you text her anything with a link, she'll click on it.
If I
text her and I say, Bella, your account is going to be deleted, but click on this link, she'll say, okay.
I don't want it to be deleted. Yeah.
Bella, I'm going to send you $3,000. Just click on this link.
If you know, I think like literally like 3 days ago, Bella got her Instagram hacked.
Oh my
God. Okay. That's just a coincidence.
Okay.
Total coincidence.
Also, Bella keeps every single tab on her computer open.
Oh, I didn't know this was Attack Bella every single Warren's hour. What?
It is now.
What? No, guys, tell me how you really feel. Keep going.
Oh,
keep it coming.
No. Let's just keep talking. Oh, and it looks like we are out of time for today.
Dang it.
Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. Am I right, folks?
Truth nuke.
To everyone that tuned in after we said it, Stereo, this is the last episode of the last regularly scheduled episode of Stereotypes.
This is not regularly
it's not regularly scheduled either. But this is the official.
I really like you guys.
This is the official last show of Stereotypes until we have special episodes and until next semester.
True.
So there may be a couple, maybe one or two more this semester.
Follow my Instagram.
Follow our Instagrams. Mine is lucas.deselvo at o, or yeah, lucas.deselvo 05.
Mine is ElysaMichelleE.
Alyssa all Michelle. Lowercase.
I had to spell it though.
And mine is Bella Grace Lawrence, and you can follow me too. I have some really good real reposts and good Instagram notes too. So
Brandon, maybe plug your TikTok.
Subscribe. Why do I gotta plug my I don't use TikTok.
No, that's fine, buddy.
No.
That's fine.
Bro. What I don't understand what's so funny, guys.
Nope.
Any other shout outs?
Shout out Sean McGrain.
Shout out Lindsay McCready.
We missed you in Mask and Hammer today.
Shout out Chris.
Yep.
Shout out Jaden.
What's so funny over there, Bella?
Nobody heard my shout out, but that's okay.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
It's too late now.
What?
What did you say?
Oh, and we're out of time.
Bella, bro, you can't do that.
And we've got
ASL to me.
ASL
to me. Spell it out.
Wait, I don't know if I know how to spell
God.
It.
Oh my God. Bella's literally in ASL right now. Hold she doesn't know how to.
And you're failing.
Oh, okay.
B.
Is this, what's this?
B. S? Is that a B?
Oh, no, this is T.
Oh.
What's this what? One?
N.
Is. What's N. this one? Okay, I've made it. Okay.
I've made it.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Right.
That's crazy.
Okay.
You're a terrible human being.
Aww.
Oh.
And we are out of time.
Guys.
But honestly, guys, thank you so much for the support with Stereotypes.
Like and subscribe.
Turn on post notifications.
We love
someone play the outro music.
Let the credits roll.
Wait, can
I play that or are we going to use copyright?
No, I'm finding it right now.
No, that's not
I was
going to
find it.
I'm finding it right now.
I'm finding it.
There's an ad.
Please
keep talking.
Okay.
I love popular MMOs. That was my thing as a kid. MMOs,
Super Girly Gamer, shout out.
Did you guys see that Pat has a kid now?
Yes. Which is the whole reason they got divorced.
That's the whole reason they broke
up. That's not.
That was not. What?
That was not. Yes, not.
That was true.
It's what it says. Popular MMOs outro song.
No. The intro.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
All right. Hold on. I got it.
No.
I already got it.
No, because you're not.
Oh, sorry.
Uh oh.
Never mind.
Uh oh. Guys, please hold on.
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Here it is. Okay.
Wait.
And signing off.
The mic's up.
I'm gonna.
Lucas, you had to turn it on.
One job.
Okay, wait. Okay, but we actually have to say.
Outro.
We have to say goodbye.
We already said goodbye.
Okay, wait.
We shouted it and everything.
Okay, oh fine. All right, goodbye forever.
Goodbye.
Stay tuned to our stuff.
Goodbye, all right. Everyone.
It was a bad time, wouldn't go back. But memories of good times, they really last. Arms in your sweatshirt, primrose at night. Mint chocolate ice cream, your hazel eyes. I know it's so low to hate you for leaving without me.
but why leave so quickly? Do you miss me? Did all of this past year mean anything? Maybe it's all in my mind. I swear if I saw you tonight, we could make peace with it, not have to sleep with it, haunting me all of the time. I'd take back the that I said when I was so pleased that you left. I could make peace with it, finally sleep with it, finally wish you the best. Threw out your buzz cut, now my hair is short. Nothing like it once was when I was yours. I still remember that night you left, closed the door, and you stood by the window waiting like you were gonna say something, but you just walked away. Maybe it's all in my mind. I swear if I saw you tonight, we could make peace with it, not have to sleep with it, haunting me all of the time. I'd take back the thing that I said when I was so pissed that you left. I could make peace with it, finally sleep with it, finally wish you the best. Finally wish you the best. Sometimes I wonder,
American Graffiti. Where were you in 62?
That special one and jump into your candy-colored custom or your screaming machine cruise down.
And tune into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Where was I in 62? Listening to Wonie.